What's going on, guys? TD Wells in the house. So I wanted to share a few things with you today and my new program, Happy 2021. I've already envisioned it. I already see it coming. It's here. It's actually, for me, it's already arrived. And I've already envisioned exactly what I want my goals to look like. I have taken 2020 as a learning experience as a result of what's transpired in all of our lives and how things have changed and shifted. And it's time for a shift. And I had this opportunity to just put this out there, something I haven't done. I've been taking a little bit of a hiatus from social media, from anything relative to anything that had to do with the internet, right? So I feel like this is my time to be able to give back, and 2021 is going to be that opportunity that I can actually show people how to progress. Not only that, but right, I'm also helping myself in this process. And I get to learn from everyone else that wants to chime in and that has things that they want to add or that they want to talk about in this particular scenario and this audio. And this audio, again, is going to be, I'm going to do 12 months. This is going to be 12 months of success in a year. This is month one. And this is, again, this is called Success in a Year Program. Now, in month one, we're going to just be talking about goals. That's it, just goals. One of the most important things anybody can do is to define their goals. Define their vision for their life. And I just want to start by asking you, if you imagined yourself a year from now, what do you actually and truly see? I mean, is everything about the same it is today? Or do you really have like a bigger goal or dream or vision for yourself? Most people, I would say, probably do have a bigger version of themselves somewhere buried inside of their minds, but very few people actually believe that it's possible or believe at a gut level they can truly change over the course of a year or longer and beyond. So what I want you to start doing this month, okay, and going into January 2021 is to start thinking about yourself as a goal setter. Now, I know that sounds kind of cheesy, and sometimes we say, oh, we got goals in our mind, but in actuality, you just need to put those goals on paper. And I'm guilty of that as well. Sometimes I envision that thing in my mind and I don't put it on paper. And I find that every time I put it on paper, I've achieved that thing. If I didn't put it on paper, I didn't get it. It took me longer because I couldn't envision. I couldn't go back and look at that particular thing, right? So, but as somebody who doesn't just set goals, this is what I want you to do. I want you to look at yourself as a goal setter. But as somebody who doesn't just set goals, somebody who actually achieves their goals, who brings their vision into reality. And it just starts with belief in yourself. If you believe that whatever you can visualize for yourself, whatever you can, and I mean literally image, the image that you can place in your mind, that you can in fact bring that into reality, and through the process of effective goal setting and obviously following through on those goals with effective planning and action taking, then you can begin to make all of those visions a reality. So again, it all starts with what we're going to do here basically in the first month. So let's start here. Having an overall goal or vision is really, really vital, guys, to your success. Look around, just take a look around at any great achiever, anybody that you really admire, whether it's a speaker, author, writer, a great politician, entertainers. I mean, we all see these people for the achievements that they've already been able to accomplish in their lifetime. But what we often forget is that they started from a very humble beginning, most of them. And their humble beginnings usually began with a thought, the idea, the seed that was planted, which was just really a goal of somewhere they wanted to get to. I mean, you have somewhere that you want to get to, right? And by setting goals effectively, you can begin planting those seeds to start drawing you towards the future that you ultimately envisioned for yourself. I heard this saying, and I don't remember who said it. I didn't make this up. But there's two things that you have to have in life, and they're pretty easy to understand. But most people actually make it really difficult. The first thing to succeeding and hitting your goal is basically to know where you are, right? The second thing is to know where you're going. So if you don't know where you are and you don't know where you're going, start with those two items. Start with those two things in your life. Know where you are right now and know where you're going. Now, the one you really believe you can have, all right, if you're the kind of person that can persist on the action that requires behind that required that are that's basically required to reach these particular goals. So let's start with visualizing your ideal life. Okay, start by saying this. If you haven't done it before, I'm just going to ask you to start visualizing your ideal life. We're going to take it way down the road. I mean, just go way back. We're going to go back 10 years in the future, right? Where do you really want to be in 10 years? Okay. I didn't mean to say way back. I wanted to just kind of like progress you into the near future. What I meant to say was we're going to take it way down the road and we're going to go 10 years into the future, not back. Okay. So we're going into the future. Where do you really want to be in 10 years? I mean, it seems that at the moment, like a long time away, it does really feel like it's far, right? It seems like it's far. But if you just think of 10 years back from now, go back 10 years in your mind, and you can see how quickly that time has evolved, right? Things have changed, technology, I mean, everything, COVID, I mean, all the things that have transpired right now is, I mean, COVID isn't something that has evolved, but it really has changed the dynamics of how everybody does business, how we communicate, I mean, all of those things, right? Stay 6 feet apart. There are things that now we can't do that we could do 10 years ago without even blinking. I mean, did you ever think in the past 10 years that you think that you'd want to achieve something in particular? Let me rephrase that. Did you do everything in the past 10 years that you think you wanted to achieve or that you thought you wanted to achieve? Or do you think you left a lot of things out because you didn't plan it effectively or you didn't make it a priority or you just didn't set it as a goal or set a goal? You'll quickly see, especially as you get older in your life, that 10 years can just fly by and you can miss the boat on a whole bunch of opportunities if you don't correctly plan it. So we want to start thinking about where we want to be 10 years from now. And then moving forward, how we can start to plot and write down goals that will lead us to where we ultimately want to by actually envisioning our best ideal life. We're going to start doing this month. So here are the action steps that we're going to take and you're going to take this month. Let's talk about some very specific action steps that we're going to do or we're going to be doing throughout the course of this month in this particular Success in a Year program. It just starts by writing out a detailed vision of your unique life as its most successful. This is where you can really have a lot of fun. You can sit down and really take the time to think about your ideal life. The problem is most of us never even take a minute to really think about our ideal lives. What we actually truly want, if we could have anything in life. Most of us, let's just face it, we're just too busy with the day-to-day ongoing, whatever's happening in our lives. I mean, we go to work, maybe we work at commuters, maybe stuck in traffic for 2 or 3 hours a day, and we've got to get the kids to school and to sports, and we have to get the house prepared, and we have to go to visit our neighbors and go to the family functions, birthday parties, all of those things, right? So before we know it, there's no time left to actually do things that we want to do that are most important to us. And we often lose touch with the ultimate vision or the things we truly want at a gut level. So now we're going to take the time this month just to sit down and actually think about what we truly want, what our ultimate vision is or would be if we could really have anything. From there, basically we're going to start thinking about some specific goals. Specifically, we're going to recommend that you identify 5 major goals that would help you propel towards the ultimate vision. Because when you start to creating goals, you start realizing that there are steps you could take, actions you can put into place that will begin making the vision become a reality. And when you first begin setting this vision in step one, it's going to feel almost detached from reality because it's so far beyond what you're doing right now. It's so far beyond what you've allowed yourself to think about basically having your particular life, your special life, your ideal life. But when you actually start assigning goals to these things, to these visions, to your, I mean, you start seeing maybe this is actually possible, right? I'm going to tell this quick story before I continue. I hear people all the time say that they say they're extremely successful. I mean, and I pretty much know that they've reached a level of success that they feel is successful. But then they say, I never imagined this life. And I thought, I always think to myself, well, you did, obviously. So I wish that they wouldn't say, I never imagined this life. I wish they would say, I imagined this life. Because there's no way they couldn't have imagined where they are right now without goal setting, without putting things in place, without envisioning that particular thing that they wanted or things or whatever it was, right? So just to keep that in the back of your mind when you're setting these goals is that you did envision the ideal life. It did envision the finances, the money, the health, whatever it is that's important to you in your life. So getting back to where I was, so I always say, well, maybe now it's possible, because if I were to at least start working on these goals, and if I could take these goals from step A to B to C and further, then really my ultimate vision will start unfolding naturally, manifesting, as long as I'm persistent. So we want to make sure you set at least 5 major goals that will propel you forward. Obviously, it's not just about setting the goal and getting all excited, visualizing what might come to pass if you were to hit these goals, right? You have to just think about what it would take for you to hit these goals. If you were visualizing, what would it take? Obviously, it's not, like I said, it's not about just setting goals and getting all excited and visualizing what might come if you were to hit those goals. You want to break all of those things down. You want to break them down into smaller, manageable steps that you can start working on right away. That would mean giving yourself a list of things to do, right? I know it's boring as that sounds. You have to do it. You have to just bite the bullet and just do it. Start today, this week. I mean, so even though you have this long-term vision and it may take you years, you'll get there. I mean, and it may take you years to get there at this point. But you have something that you could start putting into play right now, and you can build momentum and grow that momentum and start seeing the reality of what you're building. There's this saying also, and I think it was Malcolm Gladwell in his book, and it's called The Outlier. It says it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. So at some point, with the amount of hours that you put in, you're going to start to see the results. But it's just not hours. Just remember that. Work smart, not hard. But work hard and smart. You know, it's kind of a catch-22. But at the end of the day, you definitely need to work smart and surround yourself with people that potentially are smarter than you that could give you advice, but not someone that's going to take advantage of the opportunities or feel that because you're kind or that's a weakness, because that's far, far, far from it. And we know that. You need to know what it is that you're doing so that you can pass on the task. So getting back to what I was saying, so just vision, the vision is really becoming a reality if you start to do that. It will become. And then finally, I want to recommend that you organize what we call goals, a goals blueprint. I mean, this is really just a place where you can put all of your manageable goals into a single spot. Okay, so grab a pen and paper and type. If you're a pen and paper type person, right? It could be a binder or folder, and you just stick that in your filing cabinet or in your book or wherever. Or it could be some kind of virtual file that you put on your desk, your desktop, or your computer, or into your mind map, or in your Apple Notes, or your Android Notes, or wherever. Or even using some of the newer technology like programs like Evernote and Dropbox that you can sync up to your mobile devices. And then you can have it with you on your computer or your phone, or you can print it out on paper if you need to see it physically, if you need to see it in physical reality as well. But you can have all these goals in front of you and you can manage them and trace them as you go forward. So you can track your goals as you move forward. Check, 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 check. Oh, I didn't check. I didn't get that. Let me go back and try to get that. Put that on the list. Keep it on the list. Check. Oh, I did reach it now. That's the point. And that is your assignment. This is your assignment. That is the overall concept for the first month. These are your action steps. Now, all you need to do to proceed and move forward into this particular assignment, and for the next 4 weeks, simply follow through each and every exercise, and you'll begin to work on your vision and crystallize your goals, your ideal life. I guarantee it.